Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testies. 1, 2, 3.
I don't know shit about fuck.
I like sucking.
Legit bad.
Watch your fingers, booty hole man!
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
I ain't his 401k!
Oh, what I'm
saying! Alright, welcome back to Legit Bat. We have the Deep Share, Andy, and NY Patriot from Occult Rejects in with us today, live streaming on Rockfin. If you're listening to the audio feed, rockfin.com/legitbat, you can catch all of our live streams for free, and then we have a bunch of other stuff on there too. $10 a month, but don't throw it at me, throw it at someone else. I don't know. Enough begging for money, though. I hate doing that part. But welcome, guys. Thanks for showing up. Oh, Ben just popped in, too. Cool.
Right.
So why don't we just start it off with you guys letting us know about your show and where we can find you. That way we don't forget at the end like I always do.
Cool. You can just find me at thedeepshare.com or at thedeepshare, the Deep Share podcast. I'm on all the controlled opposition sites and everything. That's pretty much it. And yeah, doing pretty much the same work that we're all doing, right? Just from our own personal perspectives.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Uncovering and exposing and educating and learning.
Yep.
Well said. My stuff, Dan White Patriot, you can find that on YouTube. BitChute, Rumble. You could also find me on the Occult Rejects, which is also on BitChute, Rumble, Gab TV. We're not on YouTube anymore. And on most major podcasts as well.
Awesome.
Sweet.
And Ben just popped up. Ben, how's it going? Are you sounding okay?
As far as I fucking know. Hi.
Sounds good to me.
You sound good.
So we were telling them before we got going here that we have a couple things with the California governor race recall election.
Yeah.
Which I never know how much stock to put in any candidate. I think it's all kind of horse shit, but it is nice to see this dude that we found that actually makes half sense and doesn't seem like a complete, you know, what politician?
he's a real person.
Real estate agent.
He does
so.
Start off by saying like, hey, I'm just like you guys, which I get. He's trying to relate to people so that it can seem, you know, relatable, so they want to vote for him. But he does a bunch of TikTok videos that we have too, where he's just talking about real issues and things. He has almost the exact same mindset. I was just telling Joe, we need to be friends with this dude.
I believe we had a recent politician take that angle. His name was Trump.
The billionaire? That guy?
Yeah, he was.
How
really
he related
to
the blue collar.
Yeah. Wasn't really that
so they're not—they're not very long videos. Just bear with us. This one's like 30 seconds. There's another one that's a minute or something.
This is just his introduction.
Yeah. So here's the intro of this dude.
I can't hear any of it.
Yeah, I can't hear it either. So far, I like him better than any other politician I've ever seen.
Well, I don't know if the audience could hear
didn't
that
say
either.
Anything.
Silent.
Yeah, he said nothing. No, it was just a basic intro.
That sucks. So all he's saying is just, he's just introducing himself and saying, I'm like you, or I might be like some of you. I was raised by a single mother and my grandparents. I have three kids. I want to do this for California. It's just his introduction. The next couple videos that I don't know if you'll be able to hear are him talking about mask mandates and how it's stupid and how the COVID-19 vaccine should not be pushed on people to make them feel stupid or make them feel less and make them feel like they have to get the vaccine because if they don't get it, they have to wear a mask. So they know they're unvaccinated walking around. And it's just like a shaming of our society, and he hates it. And so he talks about real issues, and he does it on a TikTok video. I mean, which is kind of annoying, but whatever. It's worth a watch. It's only a 30-second video.
I was like, he's got to reach the people. He's got to get to the kids.
Yeah,
that's
for
where the
sure.
kids are. Well, okay, really quick, I'd like to make a note that already for political races, the idea of whether or not you uphold these vaccine or mask mandates is part of the votes that they're trying to pull by demographic, which is fucking bananas to me. I'm like, are we really going to be voting somebody in based on whether or not they think you should wear a face diaper? Yeah. Like, well, that's now a thing. It's a thing in our world.
That's what qualifies you to get a vote now, right? That's insane.
Well, he says in his bio, he says you should be free to wear a mask or not. You should be free to get the vaccine or not. Free to be LGBTQ or whatever. Like, you can be free to do anything. That's what I like about it. He's not saying he's going to pull the mask mandates down or anything like that. It should just be a choice. And that was
absolutely.
That's what was so important to me about it, is that it's a choice, and he's all about choice.
Pro-choice.
What was his name again? I was just staring at him the whole time.
David Alexander
Bramante.
Bramante.
He's also the person who started the AURS website. Reporting.
Anybody who didn't hear last week's show,
he started that website. So, and the whole video comes back. You know, once you report someone, he's like, "Hey, psych. You're not reporting anyone because that's stupid." And that video, I also researched that, and that video went on YouTube and was bashed. Someone tried to destroy that video and talk about what a joke he was for making it.
So is the dude that we got the mailer, you know, the info thing for the election that comes in. And he has this long paragraph, and I mean, maybe I'll put a link to this in the show notes or something, but if anybody wants to read about him, but we did a little bit of research, as much research as Legit Bat does. We did some Googling.
I did more research than I've ever done, I think, for this whole show, just for this guy today, because I am so supportive of him.
What actually even brought our attention to all this is the fact of all the other candidates that are in there. I think they pretty much just let whoever wants to do this, because as you will see in the next picture, this dude, Dan Kapelowitz, Green Party.
I researched him too.
All he says in his bio is, can you dig it?
Can you dig it?
And he's got these weird fucking glasses on.
So he is a criminal defense attorney at the Radical Law Center, and he's also a public access producer. So he's in the media, and he's an attorney.
He's running on the Gonzo ticket. It sounds
right. Dig it?
He's running on some kind of ticket. Yeah. The next one. Oh, so everybody knows this one though. Caitlyn Jenner. I didn't even read her bio thing.
He's just a traditional woman. That's all you have to know.
Yeah, strong, independent one.
Running as a Republican though, I found that fascinating.
That is pretty interesting. But that's like almost troublesome for like her stature in the community of where she stands and who she is. It's very weird,
very divisive,
it's very weird, and it almost seems very on purpose, like a source
absolutely
of confusion,
is
just a right. total source of confusion for a very scapegoated group, you know, controlled group now, you know, vulnerable group of people.
Yeah,
I had actually had made a remark about that. I don't know if it was on my show or somebody else's show about how you get people on the specifically on the right that maybe aren't to certain conspiracies, and they will like shit all over trans and sexual deviant people, memes, jokes, whatever. I mean, I think it's funny too, but But then you will see. I was watching this, and then like a week later, this dude, her, him, whatever it is, put out something that I think was like, you know, about pro-choice or like whatever, you shouldn't be mandated for something. And I saw the same people who would normally talk shit and make jokes about somebody like this, praising them, saying that they would vote for them now. And I was like, yo, you realize what the fuck just happened within a week's time? You've changed your opinion on this type of sexuality. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, yeah. Exactly, because I feel supported like it's something else that they wanted.
Yeah, I think it's done on purpose just to fuck with people that are easily persuaded.
If they can get a candidate that chips off one stance from a common demographic, then they've been able to successfully split the vote. As soon as they get somebody who's trans that comes in there and is like, but I don't think that you should have to wear a mask. Well, now the conservative, I'll just say conservative since that's libertarian, Republican, and otherwise. That now splits them down the middle, because you're going to have hardcore ones that are like, no masks and no trans. And then you're going to have other people that are like, I would usually shit on a trans person, but I really don't want to wear a mask, and that's more important to me.
Yeah, it's just divisive. It's split people up into different subcategories as much as they can.
Absolutely.
I also see a lot of like, you know, if you want to get weird with it, like that kind of Lucy sort of situation with like very... very specific key characters out there, like say Arnold Schwarzenegger. I didn't know. I haven't paid attention to Arnold for a long time, but like he's one of my classic heroes, man. And to see that he's on the other side of this, you know, calling you, you know, fuck your personal freedoms, and it's like, oh, that hurts. That really hurts. Well, even from my conspiratorial perspective, like that still gets me, man.
Especially considering he was a Republican.
Very key characters, you know.
I was just gonna ask that. Was he Republican when he was our governor? I didn't pay attention to politics back then. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking well, they crazy. Didn't matter in the same way that they do now. Surprise. Like, you know, it's a brand now more than anything.
Not only was he Republican, but come to find out, prior to Jerry Brown, which was the last person before Newsom, Arnold Schwarzenegger signed in more gun laws than almost any previous or even after, really. He signed in some of the highest, most restrictive gun laws in California, and it snuck right on through because he was a Republican, and they would put it on the cliff note of another bill, and people don't fucking read the fine print and all the addendums that they end up adding onto it.
Well, yeah, and who wants to? Like, everybody gets bored by that shit, so...
True.
It shouldn't exist.
Including
lawmakers.
It shouldn't
be that.
It should be
print.
One
who
thing on a bill.
Who created fine print?
Lawyers.
Didn't want someone to read anything.
Yeah.
They know old people can't read that shit. So the next one is Angeline. This is probably my favorite idiocracy example of all of them. So the bio just says Angeline, billboard queen, icon, experienced politician. So from what we looked up. She is somebody who thinks that she's way more famous than she is. She had a couple songs in the 80s. There's a song called My List, and it's about boys. And it's
from who she kissed and if they were men.
And there's like 1,200 Andy? Since 1986. That aside, she drives around in a pink Corvette in L.A., and I guess she's kind of locally famous in L.A., like, as far as that goes. But, I don't know. You decide. You want to vote her
in? Office also, by the way, is right next to Dan Kapelowitz's, who we just saw, the Can You Dig It dude. And I saw that because he was interviewed on another candidate that we'll see later's ASMR show.
This guy.
Not that guy.
Oh, not that guy?
Nope.
Guy. This next guy is Jeremy.
Did you say, wait,
Jeremy
ASMR show?
Marciniak.
We'll get to that guy.
His bio just says, search YouTube, Jeremiah Marciniak.
I'm too busy, all right? Just search YouTube. Just
but what if you're 80 years old? What if you're elderly? What if you're banned from YouTube and you can't get on? So
they're
he's
like, what
just
the hell
like,
is
doesn't
YouTube?
Give a shit at all. Like, okay.
You see old people furiously clicking through stations on their TV. Like, which
tube
is the you?
Yeah.
Yeah, and his contact info is just his Facebook page. So anyway,
this is like
on
the
guy
that like his neighbor convinced him to like run or something. He's like, I don't know, just search YouTube. I don't have time for this.
Right.
And then I just included this one because this dude's name is Denver Stoner.
Oh yeah.
Nice.
But he doesn't have a picture.
No photograph submitted. I love that because he's like high as fuck.
But he says Republican, and he's talking about carrying out the God-given duty of governor. I'm like, okay, I don't know about this guy. Oh, that was the last one. Fuck, did I not?
Well, I fought for over 19 years.
What was the other one?
There you go.
What?
What was the other guy's name?
Oh, it was Adam Papagan. Okay. So you guys can look him up. Adam Papagan is running. His bio just says love you. And it says love you with a U. The U. Okay, love you. And he is the one who hosts the ASMR talk show with Adam Papagan. He interviewed the Dan Kapelowitz guy, and they talk about Angeline on the show. So I'm like, okay.
All this is a fucking hoax.
Yeah, all it's three ridiculous. Of them are running for governor. All three of them kind of know each other. The Dan Kapelowitz guy claims he doesn't know her, but he was like, oh, my office is in the same building as hers. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know her? And he's like, I don't know her. Also, it's an ASMR show, so they're talking like this
it's the like entire hypnotism. Episode. It's crazy.
And trying to, he said,
like NPR.
It's the ASMR show, the show that feels good to hear. And so they're talking really quiet, making tons of weird mouth noises. And then in the background is like weird psychedelic shit. And then like eggs, just kind of like
it was a carton of eggs behind them. Dude, you got to look this up. It's crazy.
We're going to put it in the show notes. This is the first show that I've cared about the show notes because I have so much shit for the show notes.
Just type it up and send it to me.
It was like 15 minutes before the show started. And I'm like, babe, I found out all this shit about these candidates. And that's just three of them that are connected, and they're just it's a shit show. They
it's
just
unreal.
Perfect for the Sunday night
but that's California cause. So how's it going on over in your neck of the woods?
Oh, oh man, well, the East Coast, I'm not even paying attention to who's running. I wouldn't either.
It's just so funny this year.
Is there a recall amazing. Election over there too?
I don't know. I mean, the only thing I really know about is Cuomo.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah, Cuomo, yeah, that's like the big thing. And then this other lady supposedly coming in, probably fucking worse, who knows.
I've got Charlie Baker in Massachusetts. He's no better than any of them.
So. Oh, Massachusetts is awful for some stuff, dude.
Yeah, man,
And they're tiny, unlike California and New York, New York even too, but California
is a powerhouse.
Yeah, California's too big to regulate, like with the amount of laws that they pass. Whereas Massachusetts and a lot of those other places, they're capable of, well, kind of being communistic because they can control that land area.
Like, I think Mass is like the size of our county, isn't it?
It's probably. That's where I'm from, and that's my entire family is wrapped up in this whole COVID thing. Like, they're so on board with the vaccine and the masks because they're just surrounded by people who feel that way, and there's no one around them besides me, and they call me a Trump supporter. They probably think I like watch QAnon shit and stuff because I don't like the COVID vaccine, and I'm vaccinated against, by the way, every other fucking thing you can get vaccinated for, but I'm an anti-vaxxer, Trump supporter,
because QAnon, you don't want this supporter, one.
I don't want this COVID vaccine, but everyone there is like, oh, like, you're not getting the vaccine? Oh, honey, be careful. I'm like, it's the fucking cold, dude. Like, I'm not trying to be mean, but like,
Her parents.
It's literally Mean Girls. That's what it's become in Massachusetts.
Her family was the one that contacted her after they saw a post of her shooting guns for the first time and were like, are you okay? Do you have PTSD?
No, they didn't say that.
They did ask you. I remember you telling us about that, how they were like, Are you okay? Because you had gone out and shot guns, and you're like, yeah, like, well, it's not the big deal.
It's not a thing there. Like, there's no guns in Massachusetts. Like, no one has guns. Like, that's just not a thing. It's not the culture. So it was probably the video of Maddie shooting a gun with Joe.
Or allowed.
Yeah, and they were just like, whoa, what's happening? Are you like a gun touting, Trump supporting crazy person now?
Conspiracy. I'm like radical, right?
Like, no, I'm just, you know, trying a new thing. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
I might need it. Like,
yeah, mom, I open carry a fucking six shooter. Like, what do you want?
They said the same thing when I got my first tattoo, so cheers.
Oh, so cheers. Only other thing, we tried to stay off the COVID thing. We actually talked about that before the show, about like how everybody's talking about COVID and shit, but it does bleed into a lot of different conversations.
Well, that's what's happening right now, though, is they're using that to do all of to control everything. And so it's unfortunate that we have to talk about that, but
I feel like we should bring up something kind of similar to that. Yeah, it's the Department of Homeland Security put out this fucking addendum thing or something. Summary of terrorism threat to the U.S. homeland. Everybody can go on the DHS.gov website and look at this. They're basically saying, watch out until 9/11,
which
is about 90 days or so. Yeah, watch out for a false flag is what I'm basically saying. Because 9/11, I mean, NY Patriot, you should know the symbolism of 9/11. If you've ever done a show on 9/11, the 9 and the 11, there's a lot of weird occult numbers to that.
No, all the flight numbers were all Aleister Crowley numbered books, too. Or have to do
11, with it. Yeah, he said 11 was
all those plane numbers. All of them.
So that was like, that's the true millennium, you know? It wasn't 2000, it was 2001. It had to switch right over to the one. So that was like the predictive programming with perhaps Revelation, you know, the year before, everybody freaking out about Y2K.
Oh, yeah.
And then Y2K, there's something with the symbolism of Y2K, but I can't remember what it is right now. But
oh, I remember
right
that.
To 9/11. It leads right to 9/11. Maybe it's, I don't know, numerology or something.
It was basically like, you know, and then the towers coming down is like, you know, taking down the towers of the Kabbalah and starting the new Aeon, a system we're going to be in. And if you look at
Joachim and Boaz,
a lot of shit happened that because of that, that has really steamrolled what we're looking at now, you know.
Adam in the chat
says, a lot
of
laws and FBI. Stuff, yeah.
He says, how many FBI informants are going to start some shit on 9/11? That's what I just said earlier. I'm like, if something happens, it's going to be fucking FBI for sure.
Absolutely. It'd be like Antifa coming in and starting riots where there aren't any, where people are peacefully protesting against wearing masks and vaccine mandates. And they're going to start shooting people or hitting people or start some sort of violence. And then all of the people who have free thoughts and just, you know, whatever, are going to be blamed for it. So it's super unfortunate.
But in this document, they're basically targeting, quote, conspiracy theories. It says law enforcement have expressed concerns that the broader sharing of false narratives and conspiracy theories will gain traction in mainstream environments, resulting in individuals or small groups embracing violent tactics, can't read, to achieve their desired objectives. With a diverse array of threats, DHS is concerned that increased outbreaks of violence in some locations, as well as targeted attacks against law enforcement may strain local resources. So they say conspiracy theories several times through this whole thing, and how they're responding. It says DHS will continue to identify and evaluate calls for violence, including, listen to this part, online activity associated with the spread of disinformation, conspiracy theories, and false narratives by known or suspected threat actors, and provide updated information as necessary. So basically, all of our shows are probably going to get nuked at some point. Like, they're targeting our shows specifically.
We're just talking, though. How is that dangerous? I don't understand. We're not talking about hurting anyone.
Just a quote. Look,
I had that shit taken down yesterday.
I forgot
about that. Yeah. Yeah, which I thought was
just to quote Dustin Hoffman from Hook, if I may. They are literally targeting and showcasing their greatest and worthy opponents, because that's what we are to them. And I'm wondering if they want the great worthy battle. I almost want to think that that's what's going on with all the exposure that just keeps coming and coming and coming. You know, it's like we're reporting on it, but we're not the ones letting the cat out of the bag. We're just showing everyone the cat. You know what I mean? So it's interesting. It's just, I mean, like, think about Tartaria. No one was talking about Tartaria before 2-3 years ago. I mean, maybe a couple people, but it just boom, you know? There's a lot of revelation going on. I'm just wondering if they're like preparing their greatest, you know, warriors to fight against or something, because the battle has to be epic because this is all fucking theater.
No, yeah. Somebody was just saying the other day that it's baiting. So they're baiting people by doing all this shit. Like,
you
expect to hear something from Biden or somebody else about lockdowns, mandates. All this shit is just trying to rile everybody up because they want that. They want people out in the street shooting each other. So just for my FBI agent that might be listening, we're not calling for violence at all. But if you bring it to our doors, I'm gonna do some shit.
Well, everyone needs to, when they hear something on the news or on Facebook or anywhere, I'm not saying sit back and wait for it to happen, but don't freak out, because that that pandemonium that people create, just like when people announced COVID-19 and they labeled it this weird name that sounded so foreign and strange and scary and then associated it with death. People flipped out, bought toilet paper and all sorts of crazy stuff, the meat shortages and all. People were buying things like crazy because they weren't really listening. They weren't paying attention. And so if you just kind of sit back, listen, do your research, freak out when you have to. Freak out when someone's at your door with a gun, or at least kind of prepare for that to happen. But don't expect that it's coming tomorrow or anything, I guess. I don't know. I think people need to be more informed and less knee-jerk reactive about things.
Yeah.
Be prepared. I'd rather be prepared also, just in case. You know?
Yeah, be prepared, but don't go out and start anything. You know?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes, yes. No, exactly what you're saying, yes.
Yeah, I think people need to be more educated, more prepared, and a little less on the active side, as if it's happening right now. Since there isn't, other than the known things, anything real major coming out in the news that's explosive, like a George Floyd incident or something of that nature, it's like, okay, take this time to get smarter. Take this time to educate yourself. Take this time to get that bug out bag or whatever the fuck it is that you need to do, and then sit back and take a fucking breath over everything that you just learned and accumulate it. You don't have to go out there and start preaching on the corner that the world is ending.
Yeah.
For whatever reason or another.
Be able to see the signs that are coming, I guess. Try to be 10 steps ahead so that you're not reacting to something that's coming at you.
Exactly.
I mean, if it happens, it happens, and we all will have to face that at some point in our lives, not just with this, is what I'm talking about, just in general. Sometimes stuff just happens, and you have to deal with it. Like when a car slams on their brakes, and you're right behind them, and you have to avoid them or hit your brakes as well, or try to avoid disaster. Try to not be so close to their bumper or whatever, but like metaphorically.
Well, it's like the
next.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. Keep going.
Oh, like when Ryan at the beginning of this year. Asked me when we were all in that podcast together, and he's like, what do you think is going to happen in the next couple months? What do you think that we can do? And I said, this is before the January 6th incident, which everybody, you know, the liberal news media is still talking about.
Still.
Part of it was out of comedy, but it was also partly to be serious, as I was like, I really don't care. Like, I really don't care what's going to happen in the next couple months. And he's like, well, you have kids, you should care. And I said, well, okay, let me explain myself. He's like, no, you can't backtrack now. I said, I'm not backtracking. I'm going to explain my thought process behind my statement. There is nothing that in the next 2 months we can do to stop this steamroller from creating whatever it is that it's going to create. It was right after Biden got elected. He hadn't been inaugurated yet. And I'm like, my point is that we should take this time to prepare for whatever the state is in 2 months. Because at this point, everything's been set in motion. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. We are not going to stop that in the next 2 months when he's inaugurated and he starts, you know, signing executive orders.
Yeah,
that
all
shit
we can
is
do is react to it or
exactly.
Get ready to react to it.
There's an old statement, you know, life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you respond. And I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what it is. I'm not saying don't do your part. You know, all of us are podcasters. We're all trying to not get a fan base for fame. It's to get people thinking. It's to get people outside of the box of what they hear every day getting slammed in their heads. That's fine. Do what you can do. But like I told Ryan, there's nothing that you're going to do to stop this from being executed. What we need to do is prepare for our response to after it has been executed. That is all we can do. And I think people need to be, like Jen said, I think they need to not be so knee-jerk reactive to things, because that's going to make it worse. It's not going to fix it.
Yeah, and if what they're talking about implementing is going to come true, like if another lockdown comes, and I heard, I think it was Fauci talking about keeping grocery stores open 2 days a week, which is the most fucked-hearted thing I've ever heard. Like, what do you think is going to happen on those 2 days? They're going to be bombed with people. How does that help the COVID thing? Like, funnel everybody into the store on those 2 days? What do you think is going to happen with
that? And say there's a COVID outbreak in those cities.
Right.
Yeah. Because they were anti-vax, of course. But yeah, everybody just needs to stock up on food, stock up on ammo, stock up on everything. Don't use the ammo unless somebody breaks down your door. I'm not, you know, again, FBI agent.
Yeah, no militias or anything like that. It didn't work in the past.
I'm actually trying to join one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, power to you, man.
I'm like, you know what? It's not an MC, but if some shit goes down and I need to make a few phone calls, it would be real nice to be a part of something where that can happen, because
that's how secret societies get started. I just heard somebody say the other day, the reason secret societies got started is because it's a group of people that aren't yet in power. That's why, like, the WEF or like the Trilateral Commission, those are all basically secret societies. They're not secret, though. They're just exclusive. So there's this exclusive club they're in. The secret societies are people that don't have power yet. So, like, Masons, OTO, whatever you want to talk about, they got to do their secret handshakes and shit because they don't actually have any real power that I'm aware of.
I'll fucking start one. I'll call it Coronis Onois.
There you go. And we have a giant, we can't use an elk or a moose. Fuck, what's going to be our animal? A jackalope?
We had a donkey.
Oh.
Chicken?
No, that's Democrats,
oh, yeah,
bro.
You can't do that. They're the jackasses.
Nah, can't do the elephant. Fuck. See, all the good shit's taken.
Do a fucking meerkat. Large in numbers. They pop up out of nowhere. Might as well.
Stupid. Just an image of the trickster. Just green, man.
Ooh, yeah, perfect.
There you go.
People would be like, that'd oh, be cool, it's a clown. They wouldn't even notice.
And then so many people would be like, they're satanic, they're evil.
Look, it's the Hulk.
So we were kind of getting onto some censorship stuff. And I know, Andy, you were talking about censorship. And I think New York Patriot was too. But yeah, what's your thoughts on that? Because that's come. I mean, it's already here. But I mean, we're still talking now. And there's apparently people watching that are going to listen later. So...
Yeah.
What's your idea in the coming months?
The coming months, man, it's definitely going to get, I would say, weirder for sure in every direction. The censorship stuff, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going to happen, because what I see is more exposure. And yeah. I see the censorship as a bottle of liquor on the top of the fridge that you can't reach yet until you get older. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's, I mean, that's maybe a weird example, but
no,
just
I love it.
The idea of, like, you know, it's making, you know, prohibition kind of situation, you know, anything that's sought after is comes from that feeling, you know. So it's just, it's on purpose, and it's the censorship is just kind of corralling people, in my opinion. So, like, you know, where is everybody that we know that we kind of interact with? It's like, definitely trust that Rockfin's going to have plenty of people, you know. And so it's nothing against these companies, they're doing the right thing, but what are they being used for without being known to them? You know what I mean? What are they unaware of? You know, it's just like, it's a corralling. And I don't even think that the big bad they really have to do much legwork to make it work like that, because they, I mean, look at the future they're bringing us towards. They like machines that run by themselves. So this system itself seems to me that it's just been running very smoothly with almost no one really knowing about it. You know, a lot of people, like, unknowingly working for this whole system itself. You know what I mean? We're all working for it in a way.
Oh, yeah. Cogs in the wheel. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that, though, because now, yeah, but now people are kind of snapping out of it and waking up and throwing a wrench in the metaphorical gears or whatever, and they're getting pissed about it.
I wonder what a Buddhist would say about balance in the situation of, like, our side possibly becoming more of the population someday. Like, that would really fuck up balance on a human scale, I would say.
Oh, that 1% thing? Or
idea of, like, I don't know, like, you have, like, a very pacified general public and then a smaller, very loud group of us. You know, it's like, the more we grow, is that going to, like, upset the balance or something like that? You know what I mean? I don't know.
I know what you're getting at.
Directions already.
No, I think that would be helpful, though. I think that little loud group that we are is more truthful and more free thinking and more honest in general than the people who just kind of go along with whatever they hear. That doesn't make any sense.
I also think that that little small loud group actually is more of a spokesperson for a lot larger of a group than what we're told actually exists.
Yeah, exactly.
So I do believe that actually.
I don't actually think that the balance of numbers, I guess you could say, of ideology is really all that off. It's just true, the fact that you don't hear, unless you go to these certain sources, you don't hear that there are people out there that think like us that are actually doing shit, because that's all trying to be suppressed. They're trying to make everybody believe that our numbers are not as great as they are. It's a classic tactic, and I honestly think the balance is pretty good.
There's going to be a time that they can't shut it down, though. It's like what you were saying earlier, Andy. How many will it take for them to not be able to stop us? We just have to keep growing and growing and growing, right, and sharing and sharing and sharing, and they won't be able to. You can't arrest everyone. You can't shut everyone down. Or that will cause a huge alarm in the country.
And it'll wake up more people.
Yeah, they'll be like, why is this happening? What are these people saying? And maybe some people will research that and realize it was all a conspiracy.
Are you guys familiar with Grant Morrison, the guy that wrote The Invisibles? Are you familiar with The Invisibles? It was a graphic novel from the 90s. It was the inspiration behind The Matrix, but it's right on the nose. Whereas, Matrix is very sci-fi. This is all about politicians and fucking demonology and all that kind of shit in a comic book form. It's awesome. It's wild, or it's predictive programming. I don't know. But Grant Morrison, the writer, he's also into chaos magic and shit like that. And he got up on a podium telling everybody out there about sigil magic and shit, saying, look at what they're doing. Look at that big yellow M. It's everywhere, right? Look at just starts listing brands that are just everywhere. He's like, they're doing what we're supposed to be doing. They're turning the world into them. We have to make more of us. So he's like, use this shit like the Force. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it doesn't have to be evil necessarily, but it clearly seems to work. That's why I keep joking around. We got to create our own predictive programming entertainment for our friends and family.
See, we're not as devious as that, though. I don't have the time to create sigils and shit. I'm not in the OTO.
We're not all about controlling people or how they think. We should. I want people to
know, right?
We don't want that. But I mean, I just want to break them out and be like, go think for yourself now.
Yeah, I'm not trying to control people's thoughts. I want them to have their own thoughts.
That's exactly what I was about to say. Is I don't want to have a reverse predictive programming to get them into another mindset. All I want to do is shine that light into the dark corner and let them make their own decision. If they decide to keep going, fucking fuck you. They go ahead. I don't care.
Man, that's why I was saying we got to have wide awake entertainment
I thought that was funny.
Especially comedy, man. Sketch comedy is amazing. Sketch comedy, wide awake shit, The Elite at a typical family dinner or something like that. just drinking blood at the dinner table or something.
That's such a good idea.
Oh my God. I have a green screen. We can totally do that.
Like the Addams Family with new names.
Yeah, man. It would be, yes, exactly. Just that kind of highbrow, arrogant comedy would be so hilarious.
We wouldn't even have to be in the same place. We could just superimpose all of us somewhere.
I have video editing. Let's do it.
We could do it in NY Patriot's house right now. It kind of looks like where the elites would be drinking.
Dude, I was going to ask you, what is that background? That looks like something straight out of Elder Scrolls.
Where I found that. I think I looked up a run down a building, some shit like that, a run down church.
Creepy
that's
old.
That's how
building.
I found that. So I don't even remember. I just was like, that looks all right.
If I found that in the woods, I'd set up my tent there. Absolutely.
Oh, fuck yeah. That place is awesome. Well. I'd do some, draw some circles and do some shit in there. So, New York Patriot, what are your thoughts on any occult shit that's going on right now? Do you see any bookmarks of very obvious rituals or sigil magic going on? Besides obvious shit, obviously.
I mean, on the Occult Rejects, we even had an episode, real quick, just to talk about that. It's all about sigils and talismans. And I mean, that shit is everywhere. I mean, it's everybody's logo. I mean, that's a sigil or a talisman. I mean, technically even your thing. I mean, if I wanted to design a talisman, to be totally honest with you, I would do something in the design that you have with the letters on the outside.
That was unintentional, man.
No, I know. But see, it's probably because you've seen other stuff like that before and never realized that that's how a talisman would normally be drawn, because it's all over the fucking place for so long in people's faces. They just think that's how you advertise. That's advertising.
Actually, it was more of an aesthetic thing.
It's a symbol or a talisman.
Yeah, we just had a square. It was square before, and I was like, I want to make stickers, and a sticker that's round is a lot cooler to me. So I made it round, and then I wrapped the letters around it. I'm like, cool enough. I spent 5 minutes on my phone designing our logo. Like, that's how dedicated I was to my talisman.
Same here.
Not a whole lot of jump behind it.
Just to jump in real quick, I don't want to interrupt, but like the advertising aspect, man. Like, yeah, like advertising and marketing is all magic. That's all it is. It's so crazy. And they dress it up with business suits and AR departments, but it's all sigil magic and shit. It's crazy.
Yeah. I had a friend who like worked in graphic design stuff, and he had told me, and he says he wasn't sure like why, but there's like even like specific color schemes that like people just know to use for specific reasons.
And red,
like,
and
that
yellow.
All goes down, in my opinion, that all goes back to magic. It's like specific colors or really vibrations that get specific effects or can help, you know, induce a specific effect.
Yeah, it's the same with cop cars. Like, the reason they have red and blue lights. Yeah.
Well, certain colors induce certain feelings in the human brain. Yes.
Republican, Democrat, red
they're
and blue.
They're taking that and using it. So if you want to use, like, green, it induces a certain feeling. Or red and yellow or whatever you want to do. It's all about what you're trying to create, what your target market is. So I don't know what all of those mean or what vibrations they create or frequencies in the brain. But there's definitely something to that. Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah, and that's what I'm getting at. Like, I knew somebody who was in designing, and they don't know why it does it, but, you know, there's just known things to use, and, you know, that's proof that that shit does work.
Yeah, isn't blue, like, they should ask very that. Welcoming or success?
Yeah, something
or
like that,
confidence.
Yeah. You would use that, like.
And the numbers fly. Like, you look at the numbers of where they come up with this, and it's, like, wicked obvious. It's just blatant that it works, you know what I mean? Purple is... interesting.
Yeah, it kind of ties back to like the cymatic idea too. If nobody's looking at the cymatics, that's one of my favorite things lately to look at.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to talk to Crow about that, but we'll have to have a whole show with Crow just on cymatics, because that shit is insane. The different frequencies creating different patterns, and like the higher the frequency, the more geometrically what do you call it?
It just changes, like it looks like mandalas. Based on the frequency, like the higher the frequency, I think the more little nodes are created, but it's still a crazy pattern.
Complicated.
And then,
that was an easy word. I don't know why complex. I couldn't think of it.
I wonder how many people see footage of that stuff, because that's like all over YouTube, like people using cymatics and everything. I wonder how many people look at that and realize that they're looking at how the universe, the physical universe, is put together.
That shit, like, is,
you know,
wild.
What I mean? Because it's all vibration and sound and all the, you know, it's the difference between something rock solid and not even being there anymore is just like a shift in vibration. And I know that sounds really hippy dippy, but it's we think it's hippy dippy on purpose, don't we?
Yeah, we always say you're not going to out weird us, dude.
We're trained to think.
No, I know. We're trained.
You
know,
just
we're
like
trained
magic,
for the woo-woo.
Magic
stay away from
and yeah, vibrations. Ooh, yeah, no. All of that stuff makes complete sense. We were listening to a podcast about how, like, the pyramids and some other things were built with cymatics because they use.
I've heard that. Yeah.
Move things around and create a certain shape, and
you know what's? Sorry, I just thought of mud floods, because the way that mud floods happen. And that's not a myth. They happen. And it's like, what do they call it? Like, I can't remember the weird ass name for it. But when a quake happens, the solid ground can turn to liquid and move like anything, like that movie Tremors, you know, and suddenly, unexpectedly, just boom, solidify again, you know?
It was like the earth liquefying. It was we just watched The Lost History of Earth. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but they do talk about the mud floods there, the empty cities, and then a lot of the liquefying of the ground and why certain buildings are like the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but there's tons of them across the entire world that are kind of sunken into the ground, and there's windows at the bottom, and they're just tilted a little bit because the ground liquefied, probably from some weird frequency or vibration. So,
what? I wonder if there's like a lot of statues like that.
If there's what?
That's interesting. Yeah, oh, like but like, I think he had mentioned something about like, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about. Yeah. Isn't like a large part of them supposed to be underneath the ground too?
Yeah, they dug them up recently. The big
Moai?
The big tall heads, yeah.
On Easter Island. Yeah, Easter Island. The Moai.
They dug them up.
Yeah, they dug them up and saw they had feet. Like they have whole bodies and feet.
Right, they're full on statues.
And into the ground, yeah. But they don't know why. That whole video is amazing. If anyone hasn't seen The Lost History of Earth, go watch it now while you can, before it gets pulled.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's still on there. That's kind of suspicious to me, actually.
I know. I
talk about Flat Earth a lot on it, though, which is like very like it pushes a lot of people away. But just it's worth a watch. Just watch it and listen. There's so much information in it.
Yeah, that 5 hours is actually the it was the first time that I've ever actually heard somebody destroy. You know, it at the end of the day, no matter what it is that you think, it comes down to making a choice to believe something that you don't really understand whether or not it's capable or possible. It was the first time that I watched a video that actually explained what I think would be the truest form of flat Earth, where I went, you know what? That's actually something that I could see possible.
Dude, especially
I'm not saying
I
choose to believe that. I'm just saying that, yeah, exactly. That last hour, half hour where he explained the moon and he explained how instead of it just being our world, how the ice ages come to be and how it's this revolving circle around a larger flat Earth than what we're, you know, capable of knowing and stuff. All of that went, oh my God, see, that actually makes sense. That's the first time I've had a flat Earther make sense. No offense to any of you out there.
No, yeah, the whole moon reflection thing. Have you guys heard that theory? You've seen those videos about the moon being a reflection off the dome of the Earth? Like
so, I have. Yes, I have. I've tried.
I mean, that's way out there, but it's interesting. I like it.
Yes, I did try to look into that one time because once I had wondered that myself. I'm like, what if like, if the Earth was flat, how do I know that the moon isn't the reflection of that? Like, I would have no idea.
Dude, when I was a kid, like, so this movie was awesome. I felt the same way. Like, wow, these guys are. This documentary is really well put together. And then that part about the moon being the reflection. Fucking gave me like a flashback basically
because like I said the same thing,
dude. I was like remembering that, and then I remember being an older kid going, I remember thinking that, you know, like throughout my life having that idea just like floating back there, like creeping
well, and the way that he the way that he explained film, earlier film, where you see the flash and the differences in contrast is what made the picture. And how the certain particles that make up what the moon is, which is also the first time that I had somebody scientifically explain from their angle what they thought the moon was made out of. And then how that would form in the way of the canvas of light being projected onto the moon like an old flash-style camera from the 1800s. As I was like, see, that makes sense. I have no way to prove whether or not this guy has anything to prove. But it was the first time that it actually made sense.
No, I have no idea how to explain that. You said that like a flashback. It was like a deja vu watching that part. It was so weird to watch that last half hour. And I messaged Big Country from Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracies right after that. I'm like, dude, I was just talking to Ben and saying it was kind of like remembering. Watching this last part was like, we already know this somehow. Like, I've seen this before somewhere, and it gave me the chills. I was like, "Oh!" And he said the same thing.
I was like, "This seems like something we already knew that's in our brains, ingrained somewhere in our DNA, deep down."
It feels like childhood.
I felt like it was a class that I had taken in school a long time ago that I had forgotten about. That
was
the only
back in your
that was the only that was the only way that I could describe it. Joe's like, he texted me late at night, and he's like, "This is going to sound really retarded, but." I kind of feel like I'm remembering this. And I was all, this is going to sound really weird, especially coming from me. That's exactly how I feel about it. I feel like I'm taking a history class that I've already taken at some point before. Like, this is all stuff that I have heard. And not from, like, doing the podcast and people that have brought this to my attention. No, it's like one of those deeper ingrained memories that you have that you don't really know where they came from, like deja vu.
No, it was like that the knowing versus belief thing where it's something you can't really explain. You just know it for some reason. You can't really explain why.
Yeah, you can't put it into words. It's unknowable. It's ungettable. I think
ineffable,
we've talked about that
say.
Before. You know, it's the thing. You can't name the thing. You can only describe
you know, the thing.
Yeah, what else did they mention about the moon? That was it.
No, they mentioned the reflection of the moon. So based on the reflection of the moon, the part that I remember, it makes me want to hike to Antarctica and learn how to hike also. Not in that snow. Order. but is that the reflection of the moon, it does show a lot of Earth, but then there's this whole other body. And then they put it down onto a flat plane or realm or whatever they think we're on and kind of made like a little circle. And it looks like there's this whole other section that we probably can't even access that's right here on whatever realm we're in right now. But dude, we're blocked by Antarctica. So
if you haven't watched it, NY, go watch it. I mean, dedicate the time. It's 5.5 hours or whatever, but fucking just watch it. It's crazy. Like,
so you can't watch you have to watch the last hour, because literally the entire first 4 hours is all building on that final premise. And I don't mean it to sound cheesy, like it's a punchline, but you have to have those 4 hours of knowledge in order to understand where he goes with that final act. Imagine
that's why I wanted to watch it too, is because I was like, I want to see where this is going. David,
yeah, like, I know a lot of these individual ideas, but okay, so where's this guy going to
build? The empty city is one, though. Had you guys ever heard of? I had never even thought about that empty city thing. No one has ever told me that before.
My my buddy Golden Gate Star Fort Command. It's always so good to say that's.
I actually just looked up all his stuff because of your show.
I just listened to that show, dude. It was great.
Hell yeah! So
he turned me on to that stuff. He's a great dude. I was like, oh man, yeah, he's awesome. I love talking to him.
So, yeah, he's really cool. Shit.
Yeah, check out his stuff, everybody.
Oh, yo, he's gonna be out in me actually in like I think 2 weeks. So I'm gonna see him.
Me too. Wait, so are you on the East Coast? Yeah, you're no shit.
He's gonna be playing somewhere like 20 minutes away from where I live.
Yeah, same here. He's gonna be in Worcester, Mass.
Worcester. Oh,
yeah, he's coming with the band he works with. I don't know if he would want us to say that.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say it.
That's cool.
Just know it's pretty legendary.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I was like, really? That's cool.
Now the people listening are like, what? Who is it? It's not George Michael. That's all I'll say.
Is it Boy George?
Wham. It's not Boy George either.
Damn. Wait, is he dead? I think he's dead.
He might be.
Cares.
To me.
Yeah, just like Kurt Cobain. He's dead to me, too.
You know what I hate? I really like a lot of that music. But when I look back at it now, I'm like, yo, they really had the whole attitude we're seeing right now, like in the music. I think is more prevalent. Like they, you know, like Nirvana, I think
Black Pill. Other bands
were very much, I think, to the left, and people didn't realize that. You know, I think that type of music is what got a lot of Democrats our age. Yeah.
True, because back then, well, wouldn't you, I don't know, help me out with this. It felt to me growing up in that era, like looking back, like it was real back then on the liberal side. Like we, in some way, we were like Rage Against the Machine. We were raging against the machine a little bit. And as Sam Tripoli said before, they're all kind of accidentally raging on behalf of the machine now. Some of us have escaped and gone, whoa, what's happening? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing in itself, too. It's like, well, who was even wanting to rage against the machine until they heard of Rage Against the Machine? You know what I'm saying?
Enough.
So, like, you put that stuff out. Yeah, you put that stuff out there and people are going to grab onto it anyway. Well, regardless if it was something they thought of before, they'd be like, oh, that sounds good now. Well, I want to fit in. A lot of that music.
Go ahead.
A lot of that music back then, I think, is what, you know, because I listened to the music. I wasn't into it as much as a lot of my friends were, but I watched a lot of them seem to be told how to feel through music that they listened to.
Absolutely.
And I was like, yo, you motherfuckers even like changed your whole look and everything. Well, what the fuck?
like grunge and stuff like that. A lot of minor.
You changed your look just so you could tap that?
The power frequency, they're listening to the sounds the music's making and it's changing their brainwaves. That sounds hippy-dippy too.
No, it's 100%.
There was a lot of minor chords and depressing music back in like the late 90s. Like,
yes.
That's not even taking into account the 432 versus 440 hertz thing. Like, that's a whole other ball game we could get into sometime too. But I like what you said there. The grunge era with like Alice in Chains, Nirvana, black-pilled music, very pre-emo, you know?
Alice in Chains, man. Like, that's what I was on my mind with, like, just eight of the apples, so young. Like, just it's all just down telling us like, don't listen to our music. We're slaves. Like, it's just oh my god.
But we know it.
Yeah, we know it. We don't know what else to do about it. I'm gonna put a gun in my mouth.
Literally,
metaphorically. Sad. Oh yeah.
They didn't have a community like we do.
Who's got a napkin?
I didn't have it. I was lost as shit back then when there was no online community.
Oh, yeah. That was a different time back then, though.
But now that we have this community that we're all a part of, thankfully, that's why they're trying to shut it down. They're like, oh my gosh, the suicide rate is going to drastically decrease. We need these people to kill themselves.
Yeah.
So they don't want us to get together and share thoughts together and be like, hey, I think like you. That's cool. Let's talk.
That's the most dangerous thing to the cabal is sure. Doing this right here, getting together and talking about our ideas and fuck them. That's the biggest one probably is
fuck them.
They're
trying to make us depressed and we're like, no, fuck you. We're not depressed. We actually think you're stupid. Like, we don't want to listen to you at all.
We're not depressed. Well. You're depressed. Press cabal, fuck you.
I'm not drunk, you're drunk.
Yeah, we're getting to a point where we're like getting to a point where we're gonna have to just be like, all right, this whole movement has to shine real bright and real strong, and then quickly gather as many people as we can and go zoop underground and say bye-bye to the public facing, you know, thing that we're doing.
So I just said to you the other day.
Yeah,
go dig a hole and post up for a decade and see what happens when we pop back out.
Yeah, man. When I bought my house, I went down to the basement. My first thought was Jackhammer. My wife was like, settle down.
He just did that the other day. He's like, I want to build a bunker in the back. And I was like, that sounds awesome. But we do not have a huge backyard. Like, it's okay.
It's big enough.
But we also have a redwood tree growing in the back, and it's massive. I was like,
we could turn it into an antenna.
We also have a sprinkler system and a garden and a pool. So I'm sorry, there's a lot going on underground.
We'll
I'm
figure
like,
it out.
You're going to damage some shit. And he's like, but if we just had this little hole, we could just have this tiny hole. We could get to it from the closet.
Yeah,
and
I was like, you ever play 7 Days to Die? Come on.
Dude, I think we might be related, Andy, because we have a lot of the same thought process going on.
I wouldn't mind. I told him, I said, if you would like to do that, that sounds awesome. We can get a storage container. We can hire people to dig a hole. We can get that shit covered up. But we will need to sell our house and move somewhere else to do it. I'm just saying where we live now.
Yeah, just remember like Breaking Bad, where like, you know, how secretive they had to build that underground base.
We would never be able to do that. We have two neighbors that are like
there'd be a lot of
next
death.
To our house. It would never be secretive. They'd be like, they have a bunker right there. They're underground. We watch them build it.
See, that's
under
a sketch.
They're the grass next to the house.
Like, I mean, if we get
told
on for a rooster.
You know, like they'd be sipping their coffee, just hearing horrid noises underground next door. Then coming up later, like, hi, how's it going?
Yeah. Just dirty as shit.
Yeah.
We're doing some gardening.
Would you like to read this pamphlet?
Yeah.
It's called The Watchtower. Yeah.
Awaken.
Oh my gosh.
It's Awaken with now. Legit Bat. We're Legit Bat. Hi.
Join our
club. Can you
club.
Dig it?
Yeah.
Guess on some like Heaven's Gate type shit.
Yeah, you gotta have a secret handshake to get in my closet, which gets you underground where it's safe. Okay, sweet. You see how crazy that sounds to most people.
And my name is Moonbeam.
Right.
Destiny Starchild.
Right.
Oh, she will lead you to the bunker.
She will slice your throat when you're down there. That's who that does. Anyway, you guys want to wrap up, or you got anything else you want to bring? You got any rants? We love rants. That would be great. But if you don't have a rant, we can close out too.
What are you guys reading right now? Anybody reading anything good?
I was going to start the Franklin cover-up book.
I wanted to start that King Kill 33 that you sent me. I got to order it. I thought it was a PDF, but it looks like I have to actually order the book.
Can you get it on audiobooks? I feel like we do. We listen to books.
I couldn't find any audiobooks on that.
No, so you got one access point pretty much on the entire like
it's
public
like one,
internet
revisionhistory.org. Just read it.
It's this.
Well, I had started a few and not reading but audiobooks, but it's the same
it's
shit.
Like
oh nice.
Bound, like but it's bound with this, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. because there's very few physical copies in existence, you know, or at least the ones that people are even willing to get rid of.
Well, because just Xerox that shit and send it to me, and I'll send you some stickers.
Dude, I'm willing to do that. Actually, I'm pretty sure that Michael...
thing where you ship it, and then we'll send it back to you when we're done. We'll totally do that.
Sweet. Hell yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to... Like, I don't want to jump the gun, but I'm almost certain I heard Michael Hoffman himself say that he kind of promotes that idea, you know? Share it.
Sharing? It's like what we learn when we're toddlers.
I think his exact words were, you know, Xerox it, share it, keep it in a safe. Because in his opinion, it's the most important. I mean, he helped put it together and helped write it. I think Downer died before he had finished it. That's why. But I don't know if you got into it with Crow at all, but Crow is all into this stuff right now. And it's pretty intense shit, man.
I want to check it out for sure.
That's a whole nother hour of the show though, so I don't know if we have time or anything like that.
No, I've been doing the last couple audiobooks I started was the Diana Pasolka book, American Cosmic. And then I got distracted on something, and then I can't open Audible anymore because my phone needs to update. So I went to actually finally update it after not updating it in almost 2 years, and it won't let me update it now. So I can't listen to Audible, whatever. But I was also listening to, what was the other one? Real Magic by Dean Radin. Have you guys read that one or listened to that one?
Oh.
That's a pretty crazy one. I got about a quarter of the way in, and my brain started hurting, and then I got distracted by something else, so... I had like several of them to go back to.
To look up some stuff with the Kabbalah for the show.
I do got to brush up on that. We're doing a show with Occult Rejects in 2 weeks, I think.
Okay. Yeah,
I think it was on the Kabbalah.
Week and a half.
I'm gonna have to do that too. Yeah.
Well, no, I'm coming in to learn from you, man. So you better brush up. You're gonna be the star of that show.
Hell yeah.
I'll try.
All right, guys, want to close out for the night and say our goodbyes, kiss on the cheek and all that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. Thanks for having us on.
Yes, yeah, awesome. Yeah. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Had a good time.
Yeah, anytime, dude. We love these Sunday shit shows because it's just a bullshit fest where we can talk about whatever and just have a conversation. So.
I do want to promote David Alexander Bramante one more time, though. Please, if you're from California, vote for this dude. At least look up his bio, watch his TikTok videos, look him up on YouTube. David Alexander Bramante, they're definitely worth a watch. He's not cheesy. He's not an idiot. He's super smart. He's a real person.
And he had a show where he was kind of doing weird shit like this, too. It's kind of cool.
So 9 years ago, he looked just like Joe. He had, like, long hair and, like, a beard and shit. But he cleaned up, obviously, because he was, like, running for governor. But he did a show with this dude who was into, like, quantum theory. He had some scientist on. And he was like, oh, I'm super obsessed with quantum physics right now. And I was like, wow, we need to be friends with this guy. But anyway,
we actually hit him up to try to get an interview with him. So.
Yeah, we're trying to have him on because the recall election is September 14th. So
he sounds too good to be true almost. And he does have that big JFK smile.
Totally. I know.
I don't want to curse the man or anything,
but there's no one else. And honestly, look out, buddy. Gavin Newsom in there, but and everyone else is like, love
American Psycho.
Like, yeah.
As far as people living in LA, he's one of the most sane individuals I've ever heard coming out of that region, because there's a lot of fucking retards down there. No offense.
He lives in LA in like Calabasas or something in that area. And he talks about people being so divisive and how it's so dumb and we don't need to be divisive. And he uses that word, which I love, because I don't give a fuck if someone wants the vaccine or doesn't. I don't care. Just don't infringe on my rights. Like, don't tell me I have to or don't have to, because I don't care what you do. And he's the same way. He's like, we shouldn't be talking to people about this. But he's like, what's going on right now? This is insane. So his videos are great. None of them are weird. I couldn't find one bad thing. I tried so hard, but he has my vote, hands down.
I will look him up. I will be watching No Talk Ticks.
Well, if you look it up on YouTube, it is a TikTok video. So.
Oh, then I'm probably not.
It's on YouTube, though, so it just shows, like, the TikTok logo. It's I know. Really, I'm being facetious. TikTok, all right. Like, I don't have TikTok either. It just shows it, so I was like, all right.
Like usual, people, do your own research. Yes. Make your own conclusions. Don't listen to us any more than you listen to anybody fucking else. I'm not trying to steer you the wrong way, just trying to steer you the way that we are currently thinking.
Which could you ever? Did you ever think that if you tell somebody to think on their own, come to their own conclusions, don't necessarily listen to anybody, including us, that means that they should actually not think for themselves and actually just fall in line?
What?
What?
Reverse psychology. Telling somebody to think for themselves and not take anybody necessarily for, you know, for law. And like Joe was like, you know, and then, you know, that means us too. If you don't want to listen to us, don't listen to us. It's like, maybe that means they shouldn't think for themselves then. If you're telling them not to listen to you, but what you're saying is to think for themselves. Jesus Christ, that's kind of like telling them to not think for themselves.
And that's the kind of behavior they
very overcomplicated like, concept, really but okay,
it wasn't that complicated, but I did have to explain it twice.
It's complicated for my brain.
That's good.
Sorry about that. We're on a different level, I guess. I'm not stoned, but
some psychological matter.
I'm just stupid. All right, you guys. Deep Share with Andy Rouse and NY Patriot and Legit Bat signing off for the night. We will have this out on audio as soon as possible and probably on your guys' channels too, if you so.
Yes, wait. I'm going to put it up.
Hell yeah.
All right, you guys. Have a good night.
Good night.
Until next time.
Peace.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.